For Chaf Adar, we're in Siman Ayin Hey Siv Dal. We're middle discussing the dinim pertaining to lighting candles and launching Shabbos. Halacha Dal. Kvar Yadu, it's known. Shekol Mitzvahs Mevarach Lein Arvel Asiyasan. Any bracha that's made, whether it's over food or a mitzvah, you bench it before you actually do the mitzvah. Aval Bad Lokas Amnadius of Shabbos. We'll have a problem when lighting candles for Shabbos. Why? Kivin to Bad Lokas Mekabel Seisha Shabbos Latzma. As we said specifically, a woman, when lighting candles, she's accepting on herself Shabbos by that. We said regarding a man, it comes on its own if it's the only shul in town that says Baruch Hu, or by him saying it, etc. But a woman, by lighting, that's when she's Mekabel Shabbos. And if so, Vabracha, Yaskol Al Adlaka. The bracha is the beginning of the Adlaka, and the second she starts making the bracha, it's Shabbos. So how's she holding a match? If she says the bracha first, Loituchol Adlaka, she's not allowed to light. It's Mavir. Alkein, therefore, he Madlekas Tchila. This is a unique case in which she first lights and then she makes the bracha. Now, in order to fulfill the general mandate that the bracha is done before the action, what she does is she covers her eyes, she shouldn't see and appreciate the candles, because really the real reason why we light, as we'll see onward, that, and we make the bracha dafka by the neiros of the tables, because one enjoys sitting by, like any festive seuda, you do it with candles, and therefore she covers her eyes not to enjoy the candles. So then she makes the bracha, and then when she takes off her hands, that's considered the asiyah, so the bracha is over asiyah. And then by taking off her hands, she enjoys and sees the candles and appreciates them, and therefore it's as if she made the bracha before lighting, because the lighting, so to speak, the enjoyment of the candles happened after she took off her hands, after the bracha. And in order not to differentiate between different matzavim, so they do this also on Yom Tov, even though Yom Tov you're allowed to light the candle after you make the bracha, so she should have made the bracha. She should have made the bracha before she lights. Still, we mishum loy pluk. The Kibbe Eger argues with this. As we'll see onward, the Alter Rebbe holds that in a case where the husband is lighting and not accepting Shabbos, so he should also mishum loy pluk. The Prim Gadim brings, the Mizgeres brings that he should also light. He should also say the bracha only after he lights and covers eyes, etc. Now, the Ikar Neiris shebahen have a kabbal Shabbos. Which candles does by lighting them does she officially accept Shabbos? Remember, in those days they didn't have light. Electricity. So which candles did she light? She lit in every hallway a light, in every room that she wanted light. There's an Indian, every room should have light on Shabbos. As we'll see, that even though the mitzvah is given to the woman, the husband should go around and light all the other candles in order that he should also have he should also take part in the mitzvah. But which one does she make the bracha on? Iker, Shabbos. Which does she accept Shabbos over? Those that are specifically by the table that they eat by. And therefore, if she's the one going around the house lighting all the other lanterns in those days, she should light the last one, should be the neiris by the table, and that's the one she makes the bracha. Which has a tzedek in a time of pressing need. Keep going, for example, she has a little tvila, or she's going to psachasana, that's Friday afternoon, and she's leaving the house already. Ready for Shabbos, and it's earlier on, and she doesn't want to accept Shabbos. So, tuchal lahasna she'enem kabel Shabbos badlaka. She's allowed to make a tanai and say that she's not, as we see, also tanai believe, but better obviously to verbalize that she's not accepting Shabbos by this. In this case, she could make the bracha before lighting, because it's not going to be the time of disaster. After she makes the bracha, she's actually lighting. She's allowed to hold a match because not accepting Shabbos with it. But feel tanai believe moila, and we said afterwards. It's better that on a little tefillah, says the Alter Rebbe, Yadlik HaBal V'Yibarach, the husband should be one lighting candles. Other poskim hold bechlal even if she's getting out mishum loy plug, she should also do the regular standard procedure, even if she's going for a davar nachas as mentioned. Halacha hey mitzvah adlakas aneres chala bein al nashim. Be'etzem the mitzvah of lighting and the chiyuv to light Shabbos candles applies to men and women alike. Elsa nashim mozhar is by yisar. Why the woman is so warned much more, and it's their mitzvah considered. Mifnei she mitzuyis b'bayis. Rambam says because they're the ones found at home. The oid another reason that the Arizal brings. So Isa keeps. Aisha keeps a neiros alaylam. She, so to speak, lashed out the light of the world. By giving him to eat from the Eitzadas, she, so to speak, darkened and dimmed his candle, which is neshama, that neshama is called a candle, as it says, the godly candle is the person's neshama, and by dimming him with this aveda, hadlokas haneres l'chayit Shabbos. We give her the opportunity to fix this and again rekindle and light up the neshama through Neir Shabbos. So she has that mitzvah. If she's home, she takes precedence and she is the one that lights, takes this mitzvah. However, a man should help with this special mitzvah because again, he also has that chiyuv. He should prepare it by preparing the wicks. He would light them and put them out, or like heat them up. He should light them and put them out. That way it's easier to catch fire afterwards. And the Altareba adds that he should also light in the rooms where she doesn't light. The Isha, you led this, if a woman is giving birth. The Shabbos or Yishayna, the first Shabbos, Yadlik HaBal V'Yibarech, that avoids many problems. The husband should be the one lighting. She's in the hospital, they may not let her light, so in the house, he lights. However, all the other weeks, B'chol Pam Sheinida, or even in the times when she needed a specific inyanim and shul, she's looking to say for certain things, still madlekas and barechas, she's the one that makes the bracha and lights. It's important to note that the tea lights, if you light them and you put them out, it makes it harder to light, so that's definitely not a way of helping. Maybe he should be in charge of the lights of the house. And a Beis Arav, they didn't do this hivuv. They helped in other ways, for example, giving the matches, taking the matches, or preparing the candles. Now, we have our minhag is that a woman also benches on her own, and we bring the, as we'll see onward, they bring the candles to her bed, she lights it, and then and then we put it in the right place. Now, noigas and ashram, shekoydin hadlakas aneis, before they light candles, reichtes, veloishes, big Shabbos, they wash themselves around the Chavit Shabbos, and they put on Shabbos clothing. Ashra lehen, it's praiseworthy. However, atzrichim lesbal mincha tchilo, if they dav mincha, she daven earlier, ki badlakas aneis, he mekabel Shabbos alasma. Once she lit neiris, it's bad some Shabbos for her already. Benincha, lesbal acharkach mincha shochot, she can't daven a weekday davening anymore. Vishish, nisachar basaka, if a woman gets carried away with all her, if she's preparing tchina, chumus, madloch, whatever she's doing, running late to ball the base of Karbala Chatzisha Koydim Shabbos. This is the midwife. She came back. Mom is right before Shabbos. She ain't here. Chatzilbash. Tava the Svechil Shabbos. Chazishom. If she's going to want to wash herself like her minigis and put on Shabbos clothing before Hadlak's Nadis, she's going to come to Chil Shabbos. Then mitzvah Yeshish Tadlak Maishi is better. She's light in her robe. Misha Tava Chazishom. They Svechil Shabbos in order that to prevent Chas Shalom Amatzah that she's going to come straight to Shalom. Now, what happens when Mabal Roy is Shim Sacheres Mabal? But he sees she's running late and mitzvah gdol shiad l'ku, he shouldn't look at anything. He should, it's a mitzvah for him to chaprayin and to light, and he shouldn't even pay attention to the fact that she's going to be angry, the fact that he's taking her mitzvah. Then they'll settle it afterwards, but she shouldn't come to expect Chil Shabbos. Halacha zayin, ima ish madlik, if the man is lighting, v'utzach l'asas achakach eizem alacha, then better is toiv gamkin shiyasna shenim kabel Shabbos bad lakazu. It's better he should do like the woman does and be masna that he shouldn't accept Shabbos with this lighting. However, that's not the etzim avol, but the evid, if he didn't, it's also going to be fine. Him he's not the yochel asacharim malacha, he could do malacha afterwards. Why ki bad lakaz about ein minig shuv kabel Shabbos? Generally, the minig is not specifically that he's mekabel Shabbos through lighting candles. He's mekabel by baruch hu and shol or by him saying good Shabbos a minute before shkiyah to be meisim mechol akodesh. According to Shittas Rabbi. Now, achzor she kabel all of Shabbos la alta. It's better he should be mekabel Shabbos much sooner. By an apachas merviya shah, better than a quarter of an hour later. The who hadin beishin shehisnisa. So mekabel Shabbos based hadlakasa. A woman also, if she made a time, she's not being mekabel Shabbos through lighting this candle. Still, it's nice. Somebody should be mekabel Shabbos, and therefore achzor shabbal you kabel all of Shabbos la alta lachad lakasa. The husband should accept Shabbos right after her lighting because someone should. It should be chal on somebody. Halacha ches. They, in addition to the fact that there's a place where you need to make the bracha and the place is made by the Suda should be a place that's well lit. Why? And specifically, it should be kenting that they're lighting it. The Shabbos Suda, it's not in a hallway. There's always light in the hallway. And therefore, as we'll see, even if the place, it should be lit over there, even if they're going to need to move to a different place. They shouldn't light it in a different place. And then light in one place and move it to a different place. Bechal, they shouldn't be moving it around. Not if she lights by the table and move it to a side, or not on the side, Kolskin, for sure not by a side and move it to the table. Because the Adlaka is the main inyan. If it's a pressing time, the woman is sick, she can't go to the table. She could light it by her bed. They put it by the table in this house. The whole house could be considered the makum chiyuv of this candle lighting, and therefore they could move it afterwards to the table, which is the ikar place where it's meant to be. But Sanayas, the Sukkah, the Chachmas Adam writes that women that light the candles in the Sukkah, they carry it into the house, and the reason would be, it's inside, but of the Chachmas Adam is that they would eat in the house. So, lo yafen oisois, because you should light the Chatur, where they're going to eat, and the husband should make sure that they're living in the Sukkah, so he makes Kiddush. That's where he's eating. Lo yafen oisois is not proper what they do. If they lit it earlier on, like in the middle of Erev Shabbos, not through Kabbalah Shabbos, then it's not Nikah, it's Lachavit Shabbos, it's smack in the middle of the day. And therefore, they have to lash it out and rekindle it. Lachavit Shabbos right away before Shabbos. It should be noticeable that it's Lachavit Shabbos. However, if someone is being Mekabel Shabbos, when the husband lights or the wife lights, even if she made it tonight, he made it tonight, if someone is Mekabel Shabbos, then that is Nikah already. That's Lachavit Shabbos, and you don't need it. Halachatef. You have to, every place where he's going to need light, you should light candles over there as well. So if somebody's home and his wife is home, being that she's lighting in the main room, in the dining room, he's going around lighting in the hallways. He doesn't need to make a bracha. She is mighty. The whole house with the fact that she's lighting in the dining room. If he's totally in a different place, he's on a retreat or he's somewhere else, he's in a hotel room. If he has his own room, he has to make a bracha and light on his own. And the fact that his wife far away at home is lighting is not mighty. However, what happens if it's a whole men's retreat? Okay, it's not just he's in a hotel room and everyone has a chiyuv. Then it's better that they all take part in sponsoring the candles. And the other gach of the baruch, and one is going to be do the mitzvah on behalf of everybody, and he makes the bracha. He's being mighty. Everybody with their obligation. The gam hem yichavnu lotzis b'rachas, they should also have in mind to be yotze with his bracha. If he doesn't have his own room, let's say he's sleeping over in a big, large room of the bala bayis, and that person is lighting. So his wife is not here to be mighty him, but the bala bayis is lighting for himself, and he's in the same room. And it's arch ladlik. Why? Because given she ishter madlik. His wife is lighting for him at his house. Now, it's important to note here, this is all if he's eating his own food. If he is in the same room as the Baal HaShpiza, the Yid that's hosting him, and he's also dependent in his food on the Baal HaShpiza, he's considered like Bnei Beisai, and then he doesn't have to be Mishtatif, and he doesn't need a light altogether. It's not his wife, doesn't need to be Maitzim. This person is going to be Maitzim. Now, Bachurim, what happens to Bachurim that are eating Teg? They're living in different places. If they have their own dorm room, they have to light in their room with a bracha, and this is providing that they don't have a dining room, that's where they're eating, because if they do, then first of all, over there, whoever's lighting over there, that's the place, makam achil, and that's the ikar. And in addition, it's also dangerous to light in the dorm rooms. This is specifically if they're in the same building. If they're different buildings, it's another sugya, but even so, you see that they light in the lunchroom first. And they should all take part in buying the candles. And one person should be mighty, everybody else. It should light long enough until they reach there to eat. They don't have a specific room. If they don't have a designated lunchroom, dining room where they're eating together, then because they don't have women that are mighty, then they have to be shutif in the candles, and that way he's mighty them. This we mentioned in Salacha earlier. Someone is samach al shulchan baal bayis, that means he's being hosted by a yid and he's eating from that person. And it's in one big room, he doesn't have his own designated room. He's considered part of his household, and he doesn't need his wife to be mighty, he doesn't need to be mishtatim in the candles. He's considered like any son in a house that the mother's mighty, everybody with the husband. Bechlal, the Tzinnus in the Mezgeres writes that the reason a wife is mighty her husband is because the candles also belong to him. So